Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson in Springfield after Governor Rauner's budget address. Pleased to talk once again, as we did a couple of weeks ago, with the State of the State with State Senator Jill Tracy. Thanks so much for coming over and talking to me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Will. I always enjoy talking with you.
We talked live with Senator Weaver a little bit ago about, well, among other things, I think this is the most detailed budget address I can remember Governor Rauner actually giving. From your experience in both the Senate and the House, is that sound the same way to you?
Well, you know, the devil is in the details, I suppose, and that is, 2 weeks ago, he promised to deliver a balanced budget, and given that last year's budget that we're operating under right now, in my opinion, was $2 billion out of whack. And so inheriting that and doing a balanced budget, we thought it would take a magician. And I applaud the governor for delivering what he promised. And I do believe this, if you look at the details, it is a balanced budget. And actually, there's a surplus. Now, a person may agree or disagree with some of the different ways that you get to that point, but if everything is done as he projects and lays out, it will be a balanced budget with a surplus, but not without pain, unfortunately. And I've been around the General Assembly since 2006, and I can tell you we have overspent all those years. The last time that there was a balanced budget that was truly balanced was when George Ryan was governor, and that's far too long. We've overspent. We've had very good revenues. But when you spend more than that, you're going to end up in trouble. And we are in a lot of trouble right now. And it takes fiscal restraint to get out of this mess. And I talk to people all the time that say, don't overspend, please. We've got to bring back fiscal restraint within Illinois. And then with that comes a lifting of the chaos of Springfield, and then maybe we'll bring back the prosperity we so desperately need.
Chaos in Springfield in the same sentence is probably being too polite at times, I think. But in terms of the big proposal here, among other things, was this billion-dollar tax cut that he talked about. That almost sounds magical, except, as you said, when you think about it, there's a lot of other spending cuts and shifts in spending and things like that that's a part of this. Is that doable?
Well, as I said 2 weeks ago when we visited, the key to Illinois' success and getting back on a strong financial hold that we so desperately need is getting the reforms in place that brings back a natural revenue growth through jobs, quality jobs in Illinois again. We've lost those jobs. I mean, when you think about Galesburg, which I think is a great city and doing the best it can, it used to be better when we had Maytag and some of that manufacturing. And so recognizing we've got to bring back that type of job market to our Illinoisans to keep our cities vital. And that's, as I say, the key. And so then you can roll back some of your taxes. As he said, look what Indiana's doing. They're beating, you know, if you want to be competitive among states, we used to be the kingpin and we're not anymore. And so we need to get back those jobs that have been taken from us from the neighboring states.
Shifting pension costs and possibly legislating changes to state employee health care costs. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a painful one to think about, and it's won't be popular among many. But when you think about it, that's really what's accountable is whoever creates the salaries and the benefits is also more accountable if they're responsible for paying the cost. We look what's happened with cities here in Springfield. We legislate police and fire pensions, and then push it off into the cities to figure out how they're going to pay for it. And we're hearing over and over that it's become an impossible thing. As much as we value our fire and policemen, we've created a situation where our cities are using most of their real estate tax revenues to pay those pensions. So the accountability factor is a very incentivizing motive to do what's responsible and what you can afford.
Speaking of what we can afford, the current fiscal year budget is something that I think most people would say that clearly we can't afford. And the governor talked about that in detail in terms of something that I don't think people realize is that with the perhaps overspending, that now there's going to have to be a supplemental appropriation worked out. And it sounds like we're going to have to get that fixed before we even think about a FY19 budget.
Right, right. Well, you know, a couple years ago, well, many years ago, unfortunately, under Governor Quinn, there was a promise to the AFSCME workers and some state workers that they would get an increase in pay, and we've never paid that. And that's unfair. It's an obligation. We have it. And I told the governor, he asked my thoughts, and I said, it's drawing interest. It's an obligation that we owe, and I think, I would very much like to see that included in a supplemental, because we've got to put our fiscal house in order, pay what we owe, and not overspend things that, quit promising things that we can't deliver on. Perhaps that was a promise we shouldn't have made, but it was made, and it's owed at this point.
Speaking of AFSCME, that's still the one big state contract that the administration hasn't been able to work out yet. How much is that going to play into the success or failure of any FY19 budget?
Well, I certainly appreciate the difficulties and the jobs that our state workers do across the board, whether it be DCFS or correctional officers. They have a tough job, and we've certainly put them under a lot of stress in the past years, worrying about what's going on in state government. That being said, group health insurance is not always part of collective bargaining, and everybody is struggling to pay their insurance costs, whether you're a state worker or a private individual. And so I think if you look at future trends, that's probably something that not should be part of a collective bargaining agreement. It's just it's health costs are rising, and people can't afford their health insurance now. And so, so they don't have a lot of sympathy for that. And it's everybody is concerned about the rising health care costs. And as I say, it's something that I probably should not be part of those bargains. Other states have done it because of the same reason.
Any other thoughts before we wrap up, Senator?
No, I appreciate talking with you. Well, and it's not easy. There are tough choices, but we've got to have the fiscal restraint to get the state back in the proper financial situation.
Great talking with you, too, State Senator Jill Tracy on Galesburg's Evening News. Back with more coming up on WGIL.